Want to try this again?
Yeah, yeah. We had to get rid of the legal thing.
Yeah,
the legal thing is now done.
The legal thing is done.
And ready and set on your mark.
Three, two, one. Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, a proposed new California law would ban killer whale shows and breeding.
Is that all kinds of breeding?
I'm not sure.
Just killer whale breeding?
I'm not sure.
United Airlines is cracking down on carry-on bags. Are they just trying to get the planes out on time, or are they trying to get into your wallet? We'll discuss.
The famous racehorse Seabiscuit once roamed Northern California Ranch, and now that ranch has a special designation, and we'll have that story at 2:15.
At the bottom of the hour, I'll dig into the Travel Guy's mailbag and answer your questions, plus our first deal of the week, a vacation in Tahiti.
If you're a fan of the ballet, you won't want to miss the entertainment segment coming up at 2:15 as we get an update on events with the Sacramento Ballet and give you a chance to win some tickets.
All that, plus occasional fun and frivolity. Can you say frivolity?
Can.
On the radio?
Yeah.
Right here on the radio today with the Travel Guys.
Welcome, everyone. Guess what?
Guess what? We're the Travel Guys, where radio isn't really supposed to be serious, and we have proven that here in the first 5 minutes by preempting the legal thing, and the theme music went away, but we did have the news music, which was good.
There you go. Look, I want to just say this. I'm Tom Romano.
I'm Mark Hoffman.
Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation. The show today, as always, underwritten by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, good to see you. How was your week?
It was good, Thomas. I came home from New York City on Tuesday, one day late due to a little snowfall there.
Yeah, I had a little. By the way, if you missed last week's show, I think to date, certainly top three, our show from New York City at the New York Times Travel Show, the number of great interviews that we had on that show even dazzled me.
Wow.
But then again, I'm easily dazzled. No, it was absolutely the best, and is available at travelguysradio.com.
You can listen to all of the former, all the past Travel Guys episodes at travelguysradio.com. I should give a special thanks to my producer, Chris Galloway, who sometimes appears as a reporter on our program. Chris was a big help. And it's not easy when you're running around the floor of a trade show and you're trying to, you know, get one interview and you're saying, I'll be down here to talk to you in 5 minutes.
Right.
And so you kind of need an advance person almost to go down the floor and make all that happen. So Chris did a great job of pitching in and helping out.
The thing I was most impressed with is his composure when we were trying to dial up the electronics to get you on the air from New York.
Uh-huh.
And in all the weirdness that goes on, I mean, most people, you know, would have exploded somewhere along the line. And Chris maintained his composure and got it done. And within, the last minute we made the connection.
Yeah, the last minute before we were able to go on the air.
Okay, look, one of the things we always do at the beginning of the Travel Guys radio show is to bring you up updated on the travel news. And with that, the travel news with Mark Hoffman. Mark?
Hey, Thomas. Let's see here. What do we got? There's a new California bill. A California lawmaker is proposing to ban the captivity of killer whales for entertainment at SeaWorld in the wake of CNN's controversial documentary Blackfish. Quote, it's time that we embrace the long-accepted practice of keeping orcas captive for human amusement must end. State Assemblyman Richard Bloom, a Democrat from Santa Monica, said at a press conference Friday at the city's oceanfront pier. Bloom was joined by Blackfish's director and two former SeaWorld orca trainers and an animal welfare activist. The proposed law would end performance-based entertainment for all killer whales in California.
Interesting, you know, there's been a lot of interviews with some of the principals that were in the making of that particular documentary.
Uh-huh.
and worked at SeaWorld that would argue that the treatment of those whales is not what they say, and that they're actually enjoying their entertainment and what it is they do. It'll be interesting to see how this turns out.
It really is, and it's interesting, you know, attendance has not dropped off significantly at SeaWorld, which is why this is a travel story. And so, you know, who knows? Listen, you heard Mike talking about in the news about the Malaysia plane crash, of course, which is assumed to have killed all 239 passengers on board, and the stolen passports and the like. Apparently, Tom, that stolen passport thing is very common in Asia. It's not unheard of for people, and you think in the United States, with all we go through to get on airplanes, and you know, if your name is Tom and your ticket says Thomas, you may have an issue at the gate. I can't imagine how would somebody get on with a stolen passport. Wouldn't be your picture, but I guess it's another world.
Yeah, so. It's exactly.
All right, United Airlines. Speaking of airlines, United Airlines is cracking down on oversized carry-ons. This is probably something that has been overdue for since Wilbur and Orville first took off and stored their overhead on the wing there. United Airlines is cracking down on travelers with oversized carry-on luggage. The airline says it's not motivated by money. The airline, of course, charges $25 for checked bags, so that's $50 round trip.
Right.
But by complaints that some passengers are hogging space in the overhead bins. And to address these gripes, United recently emailed frequent flyers reminding them of the size restrictions for carry-ons, and employees were told to keep an eye out for large carry-on bags.
Well, they have that measuring device. If your carry-on fits in
then it
should be allowed. I never see anybody actually use those.
Our good buddy Ben Schlappig has reported in a blog yesterday that, you know, Ben, he's always trying to find the angle that nobody else has. And Ben, I'm going to try to get him on the program, talk about this next week. But apparently the new United sizers are 1 inch over in every direction.
Really?
So they are 1 inch larger. In each end and top and bottom than the requirements. So what it means is that when you get there and you say, well, you know, it almost fits, you know, it almost, your size, there must be something wrong with your sizer. Well, United can say, no, there's nothing wrong with the sizer because we've already given you a little bit of grace.
Yeah.
And apparently, I'd love if someone has flown United in the last few days and is listening to the travel guys and has heard, as witnessed what United is doing. I haven't flown since last Tuesday. I didn't notice anything. I go out again this Tuesday. I'm curious as to anybody if has seen. So 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. If you've been on United this week and you watch them, you know, and you have a comment, well, we would love to hear from you. My personal feeling is, and just as somebody who flies a lot, you fly occasionally. The overhead thing has gotten completely out of control.
It has. There's always a struggle for people to find space, and I often see luggage that to my eye it looks oversized.
Well, how did they get it past? I mean, how could they possibly have gotten it through the security on the belt? Sometimes
you've got the person standing there and letting people on the plane. They're not looking.
Well,
at the
and,
bag you're
and the thing is now United is basically putting it on the TSA people and to not let the bag through security. And if you get there and it won't go through the sizer, they're saying that you're going to have to check the bag and you're going to have to pay for it. And apparently, according to early reports, doesn't matter if you're first class, frequent flyer, own the airline, if the bag is too big, then there's no exception. So that's really
the
only way.
If
it doesn't fit, you must quit. So, yeah, United Airlines and carry-on bags. All right, what else have we got here? We've got SeaWorld. Oh, this is really fun. I thought this is terrific, Tom. Real quickly here. There was a female pilot for WestJet up in Canada. She's flying from Calgary to Victoria. They get off the plane. They notice that somebody has left a note on one of the seats that talks about the fact that he wasn't really happy that there was a female pilot flying, and he really wishes that, you know, he had known. And he
are just, you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you at all. And so the pilot took a picture of it and put it on her Facebook page and answered the man.
I imagine
we have posted all of this at travelguysradio.com, and I can't read to you on the air what she said to the guy.
I can imagine.
But, well, she just said they used to call it the cockpit, and now they call it the flight deck, and there's a reason for that, and she explains it in her answer. So she nailed the guy very, very well. So here's to all the female pilots. Coming up next, we have an interview with a wonderful lady who will tell us all about the ranch where the famous racehorse Seabiscuit is not only buried, where he recuperated, and where he spent some time, and it's right here in Northern California.
And then the reason that is because that is a travel destination, and we'll talk about it. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Thanks for joining us. We are the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK.
Ben.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops.
Mark, I have to start off by asking you the question, who was the America Horse of the Year in 1938?
In 1938. Wow, the year before Gone with the Wind and Wizard of Oz came onto the scene.
Oh, you know the answer.
It was Seabiscuit, absolutely.
Probably one of the most famous horses of all time. And you and your travelers know quite a bit about Seabiscuit because, by golly, you guys have been to where Seabiscuit ended up in his later years.
Well, and most folks don't know, Tom, that there is a historic site along Highway 101 just south of Willits. And we have with us today June Donaldson. June is the Volunteer Media and Promotions Director for the Seabiscuit Heritage Foundation. Good afternoon, June.
Good afternoon.
And thank you for joining us today. Now, June, Tom has a special piece of information for us today that relates to the Seabiscuit Heritage Foundation. And remembering that most folks don't know that it's that this particular site is just south of Willits, June, tell our listeners about what they would find if they come over to the Ridgewood Ranch south of Willits.
Well, first of all, they'd find some spectacular country. I mean, the Ridgewood Ranch itself is just a beautiful piece of property. And, of course, the history of that ranch is that when Seabiscuit retired from racing at the age of 7 years after setting the racing world in particular and just lay people around the world on fire with what he accomplished, this is where Seabiscuit retired at the age of 7. And Seabiscuit passed away at this ranch and is buried at the ranch. And it's very special to go there and realize the significance that this horse had on people around the world and, you know, be standing on land and think, wow, you know, here we have a horse that we are still talking about just about 70 years after the horse died. And, you know, I often laugh to myself and say, gee, I wonder how many people will be singing my praises 70 years after I die.
Honestly. Well, you know, the story of Seabiscuit, of course, as a result of the movie, for a lot of the younger generation was brought forward versus those that perhaps lived during the Depression and how this, yes, this horse of very small stature that wasn't expected to do anything became really a national hero with as many as 78,000 people coming to watch him race and millions listening on, you get this, listening on the radio to the races.
Yeah, yeah. June, now yeah, there, something very special has happened at the Seabiscuit site here just recently. Fill us in.
Absolutely. Well, Jacqueline Cooper, who is the president of the Seabiscuit Heritage Foundation, about 18 months ago, took it on to have the Seabiscuit Stud Barn, which, by the way, has been beautifully restored, and in large part with the help of the Rotary Club of Willits. Mm-hmm. But Jacqueline took it on to make the application to have Seabiscuit Stud Barn declared a U.S. historic site. And so that all became official 22nd of January. And we're just delighted about that because, you know, it really solidifies Seabiscuit's home and name in a very special way.
Now, a couple times a month, June, people can come to the site and enjoy a guided tour there. I'm seeing on your website where there are bi-monthly guided tours. It's $20. And as someone who has taken many a sports leisure traveler has been to Ridgewood Ranch, and in fact, this August, if you're listening and you're interested in going to the Seabiscuit Ranch site, well, you can go with Sports Leisure Vacations this August because we have a trip going to Mendocino and Fort Bragg that stops there. But folks can come and visit you on their own just by going to the website and arranging for to be a part of one of the tours, correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And there's a wonderful story that gets told as the tour unfolds. I mean, I ended up going to the ranch a few years ago because it was on my bucket list. And so it's one thing to do a tour of a facility, but it's another thing to hear the story behind the story,
sure,
if
yeah,
you will.
You're Canadian, am I correct?
That's right.
Okay, so how does a Canadian get involved in, I mean, it seems like kind of a long shot. Willits and Calgary are not all that close to each other.
Oh, but you know what? We are, and let me tell you why. because Red Pollard, who was the primary jockey of Seabiscuit,
right,
and who raced Seabiscuit when he won the Santa Anita Handicap on March the 2nd, 1940, and won at that time a $100,000 purse, which is phenomenal, right? Mm-hmm. Red Pollard was born in Edmonton, Alberta, which is the province I'm from, of course.
Well, we found the Canadian connection.
And George Wolfe, who rode Seabiscuit in the race against War Admiral at Pimlico, he is from Cardston, Alberta. And so both of Seabiscuit's jockeys were born in Alberta and got to know each other at the Vancouver racetrack, Vancouver, British Columbia racetrack. And then, of course, you know, as they say, the rest is history. Because
so how did you develop your passion for Seabiscuit?
Well, there were two reasons. Certainly, when I took a look at what had been done to recognize and honor Red Pollard, I didn't think enough had been done. So I took it upon myself to ask the city of Edmonton if they would rename a street going into Northlands Park the Red Pollard Way. And I worked with the city of Edmonton, and we made it happen. And then, you know, from that point, I was bitten by the Seabiscuit bug.
If you want to go to Ridgewood Ranch, I have to tell you, I've been there, and it is well worth almost the drive all the way over there. Yeah. Especially if you're already headed to Fort Bragg, it's a hot summer day or something. But if you go to travelguysradio.com, we will have a connection to the Seabiscuit Ranch and show you how it will tell you how you can get a tour over there and how you can hear the whole story. June, thank you so much for sharing with us today on the Travel Guys and telling us a little bit about this really cool site in Northern California.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We are the
Travel safely.
Thank you so much. We are the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK, and we go everywhere.
Well, pretty much everywhere. I mean, you know,
almost.
At least up to Willits. And I just think that is so cool. I have been there, and I really think that when I found out it was there, I went right over. I mean, I literally went the next weekend, drove over there, and the folks who own the ranch are a religious group, a private religious group, mm-hmm, but they're mm-hmm. very hospitable, and the whole barn and everything, it's really cool. All right, anyways, coming up after the news, we have Mike is here with the news, and then we've got the mailbag. We've got our first deal of the week.
And so you'll know, if you are looking for an exotic destination that's a deal. Now, this isn't a cheapy event. This is something that is really like bucket list quality.
Some deals of the week.
It's a great deal.
Some will be cheapies, and some will be more upscale things. We want to find things that are either a really good deal or something really different or really unique, and Gwen has found something really unique. So she'll tell you about that. We're going to answer some questions from the mailbag. We also have two sets of tickets to give away to the ballet, and we have a rather unique way to give those away at the end of the program. So if you're a fan of the ballet or you've never been to the ballet,
you're going to make them dance, aren't you?
On the radio.
Dance on the radio.
Dance on the radio, yes. So that's all coming up after the news. Thomas, we are the Travel Guys.
Yeah, I wore my tutu today.
You're wearing a green jacket. Don't lie to people. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
You're listening to the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations there. I'm Tom Romano. We're back, and it's that time. It's time for the deal of the week. Mark?
And with us on the line is Gwen Duncan. Gwen is the owner of Cordially Yours Travel, and Gwen will be joining us every couple of weeks to give us a really special deal. It might be something local. It might be something long distance. It might be something exotic. In this case, Tom, if you remember last week at the New York Times Travel Show, we talked to the folks from Tahiti, and I mentioned that it was one of my favorite destinations, and so we have a special deal from Tahiti. Hi, Gwen.
Hello. Hello there, you guys.
Hi. Welcome back, Gwen.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've got a deal for us in Tahiti. Tell us a little bit about the details.
This is a 7-night stay, and it's 3 nights in Moorea and 4 nights in Bora Bora. What makes it special, it's really geared to the romance market or those people celebrating a special activity. This is top of the line, and there are less expensive deals out there, but this one's wonderful.
Now, is that the Hilton Hotels?
Yes, the Hilton Hotels. The first one's the Hilton Moorea. Resort and spa, and that's a deluxe garden view with a plunge pool, which is pretty nice, and that usually runs about $700 a night minimum. Moorea also has offered a tiki village traditional Tahitian dinner and show while you're there, a 30-minute spa treatment, a four-wheel drive safari tour on Moorea. And then you get transferred by air to Bora Bora, where you spend 4 nights in an over-the-water bungalow at the Hilton Bora Bora Nui Resort.
Ooh, wait a minute. Tom, did you hear that? An over-the-water bungalow.
That's awesome.
Now we're talking my game.
Yeah, and this one's, of course, they're known for their Tahitian TV. You know what that is, don't you, Mark?
Tahitian TV?
Yeah, that's where there's a window on the floor of the room, and you can see the fish underneath it, and it's called Tahitian TV.
That's awesome.
Oh, my. If you're interested in this deal, you go to TravelDiesRadio.com. There will be a link there to click on to Gwen's company, Cordially Yours Travel, and you can give her a call and talk to her about the Tahiti trip. Or, as Gwen said, you can probably go to your favorite travel agent and do it, but we prefer that you call Gwen. Gwen, thank you for joining us today, and we'll check back in with you in a couple weeks.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
Always here to make you not only a smarter traveler, but one who can take advantage of the travel guy's deal of the week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's our first deal of the week, going to Tahiti. You ever been to Tahiti, Tom?
No, but boy, I've been to Hawaii, and it's just a little bit further. And I'll tell you, after listening to Gwen talk about it, and then listening to the interview last week on the New York Times travel show.
The Tahiti television talking about, it really is true.
Have you been?
I've never stayed in one. I did go out and do what we call a site inspection one time when I was there and got to see one. And $700, you think, wow, I would never pay $700. But if you go out to a place like that, and of course you're trying to get a deal where you're not paying $700 a night.
Now, does Sports Leisure Vacations travel to Tahiti?
We have been there twice, and my favorite cruise line, Windstar Cruises, is coming back there this summer. So I'm seriously looking at the possibility of doing. Really, the best way to do Tahiti is on a cruise ship, because there are a number of islands. It's kind of like Hawaii to some extent, except there's less development. But it's a great way to have a floating hotel and be able to go and visit the islands for a day or a day and a half. Is pretty much enough time to spend on any one of the individual islands, a couple extra days in Tahiti. So anyways, listen, we should tell Thomas that the Travel Guys Radio website is down. So if you're trying to get to it,
I tried. It
went down about an hour before the program came on, and despite us, everything that we have tried to do, we've now been informed that it has something to do with a major cloud server has gone down, and so
You have been hacked. The Travel Guys radio show has become so popular
top
that it's being victimized.
Absolutely. Actually, the traffic on our website has doubled since we came back on the air.
And thank everyone who is
thanks to both of the people
there
who log on each week.
Yeah, thank you both. And sorry you can't get on today.
All right. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Mark Hoffman. That is Tom Romano. And we have some mailbag. People write us, believe it or not.
And they send emails
they
to that
send
website
that, broken
that you
website
can't get,
that you
to,
can't
yes.
get to today. Yes.
So what do you got?
And you're not going to be able to get to until the end of the show. So if you hear something you like today, travelguysradio.com, all one word. This is from Diane. Diane writes, on last week's show, March 2nd show, a company called Airbnb was talked about. Actually, we got three comments about this week. How does it work and how do I find them? Thank you. Really enjoy your show and really missed it when you were off last year. Diane and the other folks who wrote in, we are working on getting the folks from Airbnb to be on the program with us next week. And if they don't respond, why then we'll get some folks who have used it. It is basically a way of staying in a private home instead of a hotel when you go places. And I have some folks on my staff that have used it.
You know, with that being said, I will ask you a little follow-up question here of a number of people that, I've talked to about this. And the question was, is that when you stay with the folks, or you know, a private home, are you renting the entire house or do you just have a room in the home and the family that owns it is there with you?
And the answer is yes, both.
Both. Okay.
Depends on the jurisdiction and where you are.
All
and
right.
Some places there are rules that you can't rent just a room and you have to rent. And that's why we want to get the Airbnb people.
I see. Okay.
And it's a company that, interestingly enough, almost went bankrupt 4 years ago. They were literally robbing Peter to pay Paul. And now they're just this huge company. So there's a great story there. All right. Back to the mailbag here. Let's see. Richard wrote in and said, is there a new podcast of yesterday's travel show that I missed available, preferably on iTunes? If so, how do I find it? That's something I have to ask Ryan about. But you can find all of the podcasts on travelguysradio.com, that website that's not working right now. And you can go there.
Generally, and in fact, it's been rare that it's been
down. It's the first time I can ever remember it. But the podcasts are posted on Monday or Tuesday after the after the program. And you can go there and you can listen to it with sans commercials, which makes the broadcast about 43 minutes long.
Yeah, I personally... edit out all the commercials, and I'm sorry I edit out the news because it would be old by the time you listen to the podcast and would just confuse you.
I see. Also, Richard wrote in and said, remember the Frommers last week?
Sure.
Mentioned a bookstore that they were in Sacramento, and I forgot to ask Pauline. She said it was a really great bookstore.
Yeah.
And the interview ended before I got to ask her, and then we lamented on the air that we hadn't. Richard wrote in and said the bookstore the Frommers visited was Time Tested Books.
Okay.
Time-tested books. Okay, so thank you for that. The podcasts are always available there, and apparently there's been some issue with them completely playing, so we're working on all of that. Let's see, what else have I got here? We have to give away a lucky Sports Leisure Traveler wins a $50 travel card.
All right.
Every week.
Okay.
And Thomas, pull a winner there out of the box, would you? Okay. All right, just one, that's it. Okay, we have... Odell Landers, who just got off of a trip yesterday.
Odell, I have an uncle named
Death Valley, and yeah, right, and Palm Springs. Odell Landers, if you are listening to the Travel Guys, call Sports Leisure Vacations Monday or Tuesday, and your $50 gift card automatically is doubled to $100. And if you don't call, we'll still send you the $50. So there
Very
you
nice.
Go. All right, and
congratulations.
Congratulations. If you are a fan of the ballet. A fan? Are you a ballet fan?
I am. I do love the ballet, and I particularly like the Carmina Burana
well,
ballet.
Well, we are the travel and entertainment guys.
Because there are no tutus.
When we wrap up the show, what are you with tutus today?
I don't know.
When we wrap up the show here, and just in the next segment, we are going to talk a little bit about the ballet in Sacramento, and we are going to give folks a couple of opportunities to win sets of ballet tickets. And we probably should also announce that the first Travel Guys... excursion is going to be July the 26th. It's a Saturday. We're going to go to San Francisco, and we're going to ride the magic bus all around San Francisco.
Yay, I can hardly wait. This is going to be great.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
If you missed the interview with the guys from the magic bus, you missed a good one. Here again, it is available. I think we should do is I will isolate that particular interview and we'll make it available on the Travel Guys Radio, travelguysradio.com, so that they don't have to listen through the entire show.
They can just catch that segment.
Just that, so you'll know what it is that you're going to be coming with Mark and Tom with.
If you are alive in the 60s, you'll want to be a part of this. We're going to give you a chance to start winning tickets to join us. It'll be July the 26th, so we'll wait a little while before we start giving them away. But you'll be able to go with us down to San Francisco and ride the magic bus. That will be, everybody will put on their tie-dyed shirts and off we will go. All right, the ballet is coming up after the break. Your chance to win ballet tickets. We are the Travel Guys here on KFBK.
We are the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK. I'm Tom. There's Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. And, you know, one of the things that Sacramento has that exceeds a lot of cities, and that is our fabulous ballet. And with us today is Nancy Garten. She's the chairman of the ballet board and here to talk about a couple of events that's coming up. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Why, thank you, and thank you for having me on.
Nancy, it's a real pleasure to have you on the program this afternoon. You guys have a couple of really exciting things coming up just this month. Tell us about them.
Well, we do, and this is my favorite time of year. We had February production, which was wonderful, and now we're coming up to our gala on the 15th, which will be at the Memorial Auditorium. It is a fun fundraiser. The theme is Hollywood glamour, so we're encouraging people to dress to the nines and perhaps try and look like one of their favorite Hollywood stars from long ago. It's going to be a champagne reception starting at 7 at Memorial, followed by a three-course dinner. We have live music from the Peter Petty Orchestra. There's a casino for people's entertainment pleasure. There will be dancing, costume contest, which should also be exciting. And the dancing actually will also involve dancers from the Sacramento Ballet. And I don't remember the dance they're going to teach. Was there such thing as a cosmopolitan, or is that a drink? but they're going to be giving some dance lessons for those brave enough to take the stage.
And just around the corner, coming up on March 27th, tell me what's in store for our ballet goers.
Carmina Burana is being performed Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights and Sunday matinee that last weekend in March. For those uninitiated, the music is done by Carl Orff. We will have the poetry behind the ballet was written by defrocked monks, not to be confused with those who have not been defrocked, vagabond students, and some cynical scholars. It is visceral, it is primitive, and we have a full chorus of 100 voices as well as orchestra, and there's not a tutu in sight.
Now, Nancy, thank you for the tickets that we are going to give away here in just a very few minutes. So if you're a ballet fan, you want to stay tuned for that. Nancy, for folks who would like to get tickets, we're going to post a link to the ballet website. You go to travelguysradio.com if you'd like to get some more information on either one of these outstanding events.
Nancy, thanks so much for being with us. Will you come back and join us again for some more talk about more Sacramento Ballet events?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
All right, here to not only make you a smarter traveler, but we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys on News Radio KFBK.
Indeed we are. Mark Hoffman with Tom Romano here, and the ballet, you said you are a ballet fan.
I am. I love the ballet.
Oops. There, thank you very much. I kid, I'm not much on turning on my microphone, but yeah, I love the ballet.
You love the ballet. Listen, we should mention, before we tell folks here how they can win the ballet tickets, our Travel Guys radio site has just completely blown up. So if you're trying to reach that, normally anything that you hear on the radio, on the show, you can go to travelguysradio.com and you can find links to everything. And we also post some other interesting things that we find during the week there that you can enjoy. But the site is down now, so just try to access it at a different time.
Want to thank Nancy again for joining us for that update on the ballet.
And thanks to Steve LaRosa.
Yes, who hooked him up. Steve is heavily involved with promoting and working with the folks at the ballet, and look forward to having him back in studio to talk about some of his other adventures along the way.
All right, before we tell folks how to win those ballet tickets here, I did have a couple more mailbag questions that we didn't get to. Gentleman Edwin, who bought a ticket, get this, the guy bought a ticket on U.S. Airways.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know that his brother was buying a ticket. His brother bought the same ticket, basically, on the same day. So now the guy's got two tickets. So the next day he realizes he's got two tickets. It's still within the legal cancellation time. So he calls you get the 24-hour window. He calls U.S. Airways and he says, I want that ticket canceled. And so they say, okay, we'll cancel the ticket and all is well. Except the ticket never gets canceled.
No, boy.
And the guy gets billed twice, gets billed for the ticket, and he then goes back to U.S. Air and says, well, you know, I'd like to get my ticket refunded. And they say, why? And he says, well, because I called you and canceled it. And they said, prove it. And so I've suggested that he put him in contact with Christopher Elliott to see if Christopher can do anything for him, because I wrote U.S. Air a couple of times and finally got a form letter response from them. I have my own U.S. Air story, but I'm waiting for it to conclude, so I'll share it next week.
By the way, with that being said, if someone's in a situation like that,
yep,
to verify that their ticket has been canceled, as so that later on they don't come back and say, oh, you forgot to cancel your ticket, we don't know. What would you I have a recommendation, but what would be your recommendation that they should do to verify so that they have, so that when they say, can you prove it, what would you recommend they do?
Well, they would send you something by email. If you cancel it online, you'd get a notice email-wise, and there's a six-digit letter digit code, numerical or alpha code. That's called a passenger. It's a passenger reference number.
Mm-hmm.
So you that's on everything. So what you could do is if you canceled something, then you could wait a couple of hours. You could go online or you could call back and say, you know, I want to check this record and see what the status is and make sure that it's canceled.
There you go. Email. Is the answer.
Email it really okay. is the answer because then you've got something, you've got a receipt. In this case, the man didn't have it, so he paid for an extra ticket. Okay, Arnie wrote and said, you mentioned Tuesday is the best day to buy an airline ticket recently, but I didn't catch your explanation. Arnie, the details behind that is that Monday is the day that everybody reconnoiters everything. So, and you Tuesday morning is the day that generally Southwest Airlines announces what destinations they have on sale. That seems to drive the rest of the industry, at least for right now. So right now, Tuesday afternoon, generally, Eastern time, noon Pacific time, is considered to be the best time to get a ticket because that's when they've decided what they really need to sell.
Okay, Mark, tell folks how they can win those ballet tickets.
All right, how they can win those ballet tickets. If you have never been to the ballet before, and you'd really like to go, and you can tell me or Tom why you'd really like to go, 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. Let me tell you a couple of things. The tickets are for, they're two tickets for the opening night of Carmina, what's the name of it?
Carmina Burana.
Burana. Thursday, March the 27th. Don't give up your day job. Thursday, March the 27th at 7:30 at the Community Center Theater. So if you would like to go on March the 27th, 7:30, two tickets. We're looking for somebody who has never been to the ballet before and somebody who is a tremendous ballet enthusiast.
One of each.
One of each. We have two sets of tickets to give away. We'll give them away off the air at the end of the program. 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. You must be able to go on Thursday, March 27th at 7:30.
Okay.
All right.
The number again?
921-1530. 800-834-1530. I see the lines right lighting up. We'll just take them randomly when we get off the air.
And Sean will put you on hold, and then Mark and Tom will come in and field the answers.
That's it. So let the phone keep ringing until we get out of here, and then we'll fix things up. So next week on the Travel Guys, we'll talk about Airbnb. We've got the conductor from the Folsom Symphony on board. Ben Schlopping's going to stop and talk about how Delta Airlines is shaking up the frequent flyer world recently. So we'll have a great program for you next Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Don't forget now, the Travel Guys on KFBK, brought to you every week by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano. He's Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. You have yourself a wonderful week, and we'll see you next Sunday, 3 o'clock, here on the Travel Guys.
Just fired at the end.
Hey, developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code-level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free t-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
Have you ever heard of stress-free car buying? Didn't know it existed, did you? Well, it is possible if you go to TrueCar.com. Hi, it's Amy Lewis, and this truly is a revolutionary way to shop for a car. You don't have to worry anymore if you're really getting a deal on the car you're buying because you went on TrueCar.com site, downloaded the savings certificate, and went to the TrueCar certified dealer. TrueCar does the research for you, and they only work with dealers who agree to give you those negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. To find out more, do what I did and download the app on your smartphone right now. TrueCar.com.
What do you do when your bank has broken the laws that are meant to protect you? Who's there to enforce them?
Stephen Fundos, Managing Partner, United Law Center.
The answer is United Law Center. Laws that are meant to protect homeowners against banking misconduct are absolutely useless without someone enforcing them. And that's where we come in. Since 2008, United Law Center has stopped hundreds of foreclosures, kept families in their homes, and obtained millions in settlements for banking misconduct, including modification abuse and wrongful foreclosure. So if you've been denied a modification after years of producing documents, or after making trial plan payments, or if you're facing foreclosure now, contact the United Law Center for a free, no-time-limit consultation. We are the legal watchdog against banking misconduct, because your bank isn't too big to fail you. United Law Center. United, we stand for you.
Call now for a free, no-time-limit consultation. Call 367-0622, 367-0622, or visit UnitedLawCenter.com, UnitedLawCenter.com.
Just about everything your business does depends on the internet. Payroll, file sharing, mobile devices, security backups, video conferencing, phone.
But if your internet connection is dependent on slow DSL from the phone company, your business could be slow.
That's why Comcast Business has high-speed internet that's built for business. It's built to run up to 5 times faster than DSL. It's built to grow as your business grows. It's built to give you local, dedicated support, 24/7, 365.
Why use slow technology to run a fast-paced business?
Business-grade internet from Comcast Business. Built for business. Buy internet, get voice and TV for just $34.90 more per month. Visit ComcastBusiness.com or call 800-501-6000. Offerings